With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The war in Gaza, triggered by the Hamas terror attack on Israel in October, continues to take a terrible toll on Palestinian civilians, the BBC's Shaina Khalil explains.
We've seen footage of Palestinian Red Crescent first responders who are walking on foot, trying to navigate the destruction to try and get to people under the rubble. But it's going to be very difficult because the road that links the Al Maghazi refugee camp, Al Burej, and Nusrat has been shut down after the airstrike. So the rescue operation is going to be hindered. But also remember that hospitals in Gaza have been struggling for a while. The WHO has said that many times. As the rescue operation struggles, so will the medical operation as well.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu vowing to expand the Gaza mission, saying the war, in his words, isn't close to finished. Also at SRNnews.com, if they're hoping to win friends and influence people to their cause, these protesters might want to consider a different strategy.
Airports across the country are packed with holiday travelers this weekend. FlightAware reports there have been over 1,900 flights delayed or canceled into or out of the United States. Making things even worse, video on social media showed pro-Hamas supporters blocking cars trying to get into O'Hare Airport. A series of coordinated protests called, quote, "No Xmas as usual in a genocide," end quote, attempted to disrupt the Christian holiday by blocking popular shopping areas both in the United States and the UK. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Supporters of imprisoned Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny say he has been located at a prison colony above the Arctic Circle nearly 3 weeks after contact with him was lost. He's a prominent foe of Russian President Putin, serving a 19-year sentence for extremism. This is SRN News. Does your church have a succession plan?
According to research by the Barna Group, most of America's congregations have no idea what they will do when their current pastor decides to retire. Given the fact that the country's clergymen are aging and fewer young men are entering the pipeline, Barna says it's an important matter that churches need to start thinking about sooner rather than later. Only 16% of pastors are under the age of 40 in this country. The average age is 52. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Evangelical Christians continue to make up a large part of former President Trump's support as he seeks the Republican presidential nomination for 2024. Pastor Robert Jeffers of First Baptist in Dallas, not surprised that evangelicals are standing by Mr. Trump, even as the other candidates in the field are touting their faith. Jeffers says conservative Christians continue to support Donald Trump because of his biblical policies. This is SRN News. The Environmental Protection Agency ramping up its work in the field. It's increasing its inspections of industrial sites to a level not seen since before the start of the COVID-19 pandemic.
It's part of a broader Biden administration effort to reinvigorate environmental enforcement. Budget cuts imposed more than a decade ago slashed enforcement staff by roughly 950 positions. The EPA is moving to add about 300 positions.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. All's quiet today on Wall Street. The financial markets are closed in observance of Christmas. On Friday, the stock market notched its eighth straight winning week with a quiet finish. It's back to business as usual tomorrow. Wall Street reopens on its regular schedule. It's been quite a year for the market. The Dow up 13% on the year, while the NASDAQ advanced 43% and the S&P gained 24% this year. More details, SRNnews.com.